views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and feel the instant relief when you connect with your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time and 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. I have been traveling around the globe sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and also as an emissary of the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by Nassim Haramein. This has given me the opportunity to connect with some fascinating visionaries and speakers, authors, energy movers who are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. I'm excited to say my guest today is former mechanical engineer turned intuitive business consultant, Fia Lynn Crandall. She is here to share three common energetic blocks that stop healers from reaching six figures in their businesses and the signs to look for if you have an energetic block that is preventing you from making more money and reaching more people. She is also going to share the key elements needed to attract a consistent flow of clients. Fia Lynn is also the author of her upcoming book, The Wealthy Healer, Seven Spiritual Secrets to a Profitable Purpose. If you have a message that you want to get out to empower others and have a thriving business while you're doing it, feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Fia Lynn.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy that you're here, too.
Awesome.
I'm really looking forward to, sharing your information with everyone. You know, your educational background is as a mechanical engineer, and so you understand what it's like to move from the security of the corporate world to the world of business, you know, on your own. And, you know, my dad, Maurice, he was an entrepreneur, and he used to say, shift or get off the pot, something like that. He'd get a little impatient, you know, because entrepreneurs have this spirit in them where they want to share, and they want to do it in a way that is free, you know. At the same time, that, you know, it's important for us to recognize that anytime we're in business, there's aspects of business that we need to deal with to be successful. So I just was wondering, what happened? Why did you decide that, you know, you were going to share this information with people, dedicate your life to getting this information out to others?
Really, I don't know. I guess I look at my life today and it's totally, I feel like my life is a total reflection of who I am inside. I have a successful six-figure healing business. I am a healer. I'm an intuitive. And I actually use my gifts, making a difference in the lives of the most amazing clients. I attract amazing clients. And I've actually been full-time in my business for, a number of years now. I almost don't even remember the old days. and which is kind of good. And I look around, I live in Canmore, Alberta, which is right in the Rockies. It's absolutely beautiful. So to me, I feel like my life is totally a match to who I am on the inside and based in freedom, loving what I do every day. I get to share my gifts, my passion with clients all over the world. But definitely it wasn't always this way. When I was transitioning from being an engineer to growing my business, I had a heck of a time. after three, it was so painful and so hard because I'm really a driven person and like, hey, let's do this. I'll do whatever I need to do. But after the first 3.5 years of my business, my sales were about $800 a month, which is like nothing. Like, how do you even live off that? At that time, I also needed to end a relationship I was in. It just wasn't for me anymore. So I made the difficult decision at that point in time that I'm going to end this relationship, which I felt was my financial security. I took my three big dogs that I had at the time, and I moved in with my mom. So I was already feeling like a failure and living with my mom.
Yay for moms, though.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Mom. And she's great, yet I shouldn't have been living with my mom in my eyes. And that was really hard because I really felt like I was called to make a difference in the world with my gifts. I felt called from a really deep place, and it was so frustrating because I was looking around at my business and it just wasn't happening. Yet at that time, pretty much a year into my business, I had this intuitive healing process that was channeled through me, and I was using it sort of randomly with my clients and with myself. But when I moved into my mom's and I decided I'm not going back to engineering ever again, I had to go back for 2 years part-time in the first few years of my business, and I couldn't do it for the life of me. And there was this one moment where I'm so grateful for, where I had this flash of, why don't I use this intuitive healing process on what's keeping me stuck in my business?
And brilliant.
Thank God, because what happened was every day, like 5 days a week, I just showed up and I healed something, healed what I call an energetic block, healed it, get out of the way. I also learned how to sell at that time because the practical is also important. Within 5 months, my sales more than tripled, which is awesome. I could finally leave my mom's, and then my business grew at a rapid pace ever since. I've doubled my sales repeatedly, and everything's taking off. So it was later that I realized, hey, this intuitive healing process isn't just a healing process. It's actually for especially healers or coaches, people who are here to make a difference in people's lives. And so I started sharing it with some clients, and then I started seeing my clients experience massive shifts and making a much bigger difference and making more money, which I think is the duty of someone who's in business to make a difference for a living. If you're not making money, people aren't being impacted. So it's just been an incredible journey, and that's really what drives me, is that I know what it's like to be stuck, to feel so called to be doing something powerful and transformational for a living, and to have it not work. And it's my goal to help as many people as possible get out of that, because it's a really frustrating place to be.
Absolutely. This is amazing. We are, you are listening right now to The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. We're going to take a short intermission, so hold on tight, because when we return, Thea Lynn is going to propel us forward with her information and her intuitive ability to tune us in to avoid the number one money-repelling mindset that most healers have that stop them from making the money that they desire and they deserve so that they can get their message right out. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, intuitive business consultant, Thea Lynn Crandall. She is dedicated to making your journey to six figures and success more fun. If you have an alternative message and you want to create a successful business, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. But before we continue, I am just going to ask you to share your contact information with our listeners, Thea Lynn, just so I don't forget.
My website is www.thewealthyhealer.com. And when you go there, you can receive a free gift to continue this journey and help you make more money and reach more people. So it's thewealthyhealer.com.
Awesome. And, you know, you have, will you please share with us, we want to know, what is the number one leading mindset that is preventing healers from being able to get their message out there in a stronger way?
This one I find is so huge because of the nature of healers. They're very much like, oh, I can figure things out myself and I can heal myself and things like that. But the number one money-repelling mindset is that they are blind to their energetic money blocks. They're blind to their energetic money blocks, meaning they have no idea that they're there. They think that they're working through their stuff, they're working through their money issues. And what I know to be true is that if you really are working through your money issues, your money will be increasing.
So, that's a good point.
If you don't see that happening, you're in this mindset I'm talking about. You should actually have, you know, you're using the right healing tool if you're healing it and then you notice the difference.
And if absolutely. Results are where it's at.
Exactly. Like if someone keeps coming to you, if you're a healer and you work with someone's physical body, like say they have headaches all the time and they keep coming to you and they still have headaches, they're not going to keep coming to you. So it's the wrong modality. It's the same thing with this. So I find that they're blind to their energetic money blocks. And to me, this is a mindset of denial. It's like denying there's a problem and trying to just do what they can. And sometimes they just want to, I don't know, save money and stuff like that. So they just want to like try and figure it out themselves. And the first 3.5 years of my business when I was struggling, I was trying to do it all myself. And that just really didn't work. So,
yeah, we're all connected in the universe. So doing things by yourself tends to not get your message out quite as
exactly.
effectively.
And if you're someone who doesn't give yourself support, the support you need, then you tend to attract people who are the same. which means they don't invest in your services, which is just a pain. Because of you, how do you make money if they don't invest in you? And you can't attract people who invest in you until you become someone who invests in your support. So that's just
I just wanted to interject here, because when I work with people energetically and, you know, talk to people who have alternative messages to put out there, of course, if you're on the cutting edge, you're going to be of information, you are going to be, it's kind of like, you know, when solar panels came out, you know, they were more expensive, you know, so mm-hmm. it's kind of like you have to put some, you have to invest yourself, you have to invest financially in your business to propel it forward. And this isn't necessarily like about making so much money, but if you don't make money, you're not going to attract people. You're not mm-hmm. going to attract people to your business, and you're not going to be able to get the message out there effectively.
Exactly.
Bottom line.
And the real bottom line is that if you're not making money, you're being received by the people who need them. And that to me is sad.
We have a caller here, Aurora from Paris, and mm-hmm. We're just going to see what she wants, you know, if we can share this information through her. And Aurora, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, both of you, Colette and
good afternoon to you in Paris. It's morning here for
I'm
us.
Sorry,
but
it's morning. Good morning to you.
We're both here in Canada.
Early in the morning, I know. It's early. I phone California often, and it's the same time zone.
So what is your pressing concern, Aurora?
Well, I am just everything you all just said about being in business and practicing myself and looking up things and working on things. And I feel like inside I'm in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. I feel like I'm very becoming, you know, much more tuned in with my own centered, stable self here. It's really working for me here, but I'm just not sure what to do next with my work. And I'm a photographer, and I feel like there's a place for my particular perspective on photography in the world that it can be really serving and really helpful for families and in the sort of family systems kind of work. And I just need some.
So what we're going to do is we're just going to, I don't want to cut you off, but what I'm going to ask you, Fiolin, is if you'll share the three secrets with our listeners with Aurora, and then we'll just check back in with her and see what she, how she yeah. feels about it.
Yeah, exactly. So there's three money blocks that I see healers, coaches, people who are here to make a difference in the world stuck in. And I'm going to share a metaphor to help illustrate this. And I don't know if I'll be able to get through all of it by the break, but we'll see if we can. And see, you can listen to feel where you're at. You should be able to.
So shall I hang up or what?
No, it's okay. If you want, stay on the line, because I'd love to check back in with you how you feel after we do this, because I just want to make this clear to all the people listening that uh-huh. we're shifting energy as we speak.
Yes.
So we want to see
okay.
where you're at.
Good. Yes, I appreciate that.
Okay?
I've been in lots of parts of helping shift.
Cool.
Yes, and also just to really be clear, like, we can open up energy as we speak. There might be a lot deeper issues that can't be resolved just by our conversation. However, just even having
yes.
a conversation helps for sure. So let's talk about this metaphor that I use for business. Basically, I like to see your business as a lighthouse. That's the visual I use. Your business is a lighthouse. What does that mean? It's actually a physical structure that allows you to broadcast your light in a much bigger way than you could
okay.
do on your own. And why do you have to broadcast your light? It's because there are people who are out at sea who, if you don't shine your light, they might crash into the rocks. Something bad might happen. You're here to light the way for people. You're here to make a difference in their lives and to help them through their challenges. That's the bottom line. When in a successful business, in a six-figure business, this is what it looks like. You have your light shining all the time. It doesn't turn off. It's not like a lighthouse at sea, because unlike a lighthouse on the shore, your clients are having challenges at any point in time, so your light needs to be consistently on. That does not mean working 24/7. I'm a big fan of freedom myself. That means that you're on.
Right.
Excuse me. So that basically if the universe brings a potential client your way, you're going to be able to step up and say, hey, like, let's talk, rather than shrink down, oh, I don't know if I'm good enough, or hide out, or maybe they don't like me, or be afraid of rejection. The universe needs you to be 100% on. When you're 100% on, that's when you attract consistent income, because then the universe is looking at you saying, hey, she's on. Like, he's on. I can trust her finally to send lots of clients to her. And that's where consistent income can happen. That's the only way consistent income can happen. And so that's like, I haven't shared the block yet, but that's the goal, is for you to be consistently on. Because here's the thing, if you're on one day, totally passionate, you're on fire, let's do this, then the next day you don't care, that means your light is on, your light is off. The universe sends you a bunch of people, they get to you, and then all of a sudden the light's off. That's mean.
Right, it's Morse code and nobody understands it.
Well, nobody can even get there. Nobody can even see you because you're not visible. Now, that's the ideal scenario. That's not where I see most healers. Most healers I see in one of three money blocks. First money block, instead of being in the beacon, shining their light, they're all over hiding in the bushes. In the bushes. This is the most severe. Like, who's going to be seeing your light if you're in the bushes? Pretty much nobody. However, that's where a lot of healers are. This is the most severe. Not everyone's here, but I see it quite often. Basically, if this is you, if you're not really taking much action to get your work out, you're not really taking much action at all. Taking a lot of action, maybe you're on Facebook or on email or something like that, but you're not really moving it forward. If you're in the lighthouse with your light on, because you can't stop. You're not just taking action. You're like, let's get this out there. So if you're in the bushes, there's a few ways it can look. It can look like you were before when I was in my engineering job. I was staying there for security. I was staying there for money. But I wasn't happy. I knew I was meant to be doing something else. That's the most severe way it shows up. The second way it shows up is if you have a business, but you're not really doing much to get it going, and your sales are pretty low. They're nowhere near where you want them to be. So a lot of clients I meet are there. The third way is that you have established some success. I've worked with million-dollar-plus business owners, and they can still have this first block of being in the bushes. And the reason is because they're not taking that new action that they feel intuitively like they're meant to take. They're not taking it. So, for example, the first time I added speaking to my business was years into my business. And I wanted to do it. I knew I needed to do it, but I was avoiding it. When I finally added speaking, that's when I moved to six figures. So, obviously, that was keeping me from income. So, that's the third example. Okay. The thing is, what I found is that the core issue isn't that they're not taking action. Oh, you should just take an action. Because this is an energetic block, meaning it's this like frozen energy inside of you that causes you to either attract certain experiences or to avoid them, to try and avoid pain. So, for example, if you're afraid of rejection, you can either take action and be rejected and experience the pain, or you can avoid rejection by not putting yourself out there, by not sharing about your work and things like that. So the core issue is actually that there's an energetic block. And when that's there, you can't even attract the idea of what action to take or have the energy
Aurora
for it.
And Fiolin, I am just going to have you hold your thoughts, hold on to the line, Aurora. And I am Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. If you have a pressing concern, listen in about your business. We will be right back for tips from Fiolin, and we'll get the next two energetic weaknesses that she's talking about so that you can strengthen your success and make shift happen.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The quantum vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations, weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing. Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Sterola. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Sterola has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Sterola. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Sterola to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and I have author of her upcoming book, The Wealthy Healer, Seven Spiritual Secrets to a Profitable Purpose, via Lynn Crandall here with me. And I also have Aurora from Paris, France, and we are talking about six-figure businesses in alternative information and healing. If you're feeling stuck in your healing business, stay tuned here, and Fiolin is going to let us know about the other two leading weaknesses. And while she's doing that, I'm tuning in energetically and shifting some energy from Aurora. So go, Fiolin, go.
All right. Okay. So we just talked about the money block number one, energetic money block number one, which is being in the bushes. We talked about the lighthouse where you're supposed to be, shining your light out to the people who need it. And when that happens, you actually can make money. When you cannot make a lot of money when you're in the bushes. So that was the first block. It's the most severe. I guess I could go on more detail about that block, but I know for time's sake.
It's okay. You have to probably have to hurry.
No, this is more Colette's decision. I can probably go into that.
We're not going to hurry through it, but we're going to get as much information out. So we want to know the other two for sure.
Okay, cool. So money
yes,
block number
course.
Two. Money block number two.
I definitely need the big picture for sure.
Exactly. So we'll go there. So money block number two is an improvement. Rather than being in the bushes where no one can see their light, they go onto the beach. So this is better in some ways, because there's a chance that there are people who are lost at sea can see them, can find them. So there's a higher chance. However, if it's foggy out that day, if there's a hill on the beach, if there's some big rocks in the way, there's no hope for their people to see them. And not only that, it's not broadcasting their light in a really big way. Being on the beach is basically like hiding out. Stopping from sharing your message with the world in a massive way. some evidence that I see of to let you know if you're stuck on the beach is perhaps you are trying to get better and better at what you do rather than taking what you do as it is and using that to help make a difference in people's lives. I see a lot of perfection happening on the beach.
Yeah.
I see a lot of like, oh, are people going to like me? I see a lot of people pleasing on the beach. Guess what? You're not supposed to please people. You're supposed to be who you are and share your gifts.
Yay.
Some people will like you. Some people won't. It's okay.
Not if everybody they don't like you, it's a good sign.
Well, it's exactly.
Yeah, no,
I would rather share who I am, be who I am, and the people who don't like me, like, run away. I'd rather have that than to actually attract the people who don't really like me for who I am, and then I have to work with them.
Yes.
I don't really like those people, probably. And here's a little thought to help you with being on the beach. And the whole try and be liked by everyone. Not everybody likes country music, right? That's just what it is. But does that mean the country musicians should change what they're doing? No. So, be who you are. I have found the more me I am in my business, the more my business is taking off. The more my clients are being deeply impacted. So you have to be who you are. Not only that, most people who are at the beach are actually afraid of taking who they are because doing different work in the world can be scary. I mean, I think that's why I was an engineer, because I was hiding out for my gifts. I didn't even know I was intuitive. I didn't even know I was a healer.
Yeah.
A lot of people on the beach have abilities that they don't even know are there because they're hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
They're hiding it from themselves. They're hiding it from the world. And what's really scary, if you think sharing who you really are and your work that's really authentic, really connected to your heart, if you think that's scary, imagine taking that and broadcasting it out to like thousands or millions of people. That becomes even 10 times more scary, which is why they stay on the beach. Now, instead of, they're a lot more busy. They're definitely more active than the people who are in the bushes. So this is you. If maybe you're keep focusing on learning, maybe you learn 100 different modalities and you keep learning more and more because you think you got to get better. But the truth is, it's because you're afraid of putting yourself out there. That's money block number two. These people might have a website. They might have started things going, but they're not really putting it out in a consistent way, and their money reflects that for sure.
Right.
That's money block number two. It's the biggest block to marketing. Marketing, to me, a lot of healers hate marketing. They think it's this awful, evil stuff. Me, I love marketing because I only market in ways that feel really good. Marketing is connecting. Me being on this radio show is marketing. It's connecting with the people who need to hear what I have to say. That's what marketing is.
Yeah.
So there's really no reason to not want to market. That means there's people out there who need to hear what you have to say, and they need your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's money block number two. Well, I'll just move on to the next one. Number three.
Quantum speed here.
Exactly. Speeding it up. Money block number three is the highest. It's better than the first two. However, it's like taking, rather than being on the beach, you step into the beacon. You're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to share who I am. I'm going to share my gifts, my message with as many people as possible. They go up into the beacon. They turn on the light. They realize, whoa, I'm really visible. I'm really vulnerable. Oh, my God, something about that makes them freak out, and they shut it off. It freaks them out. So this block has to do with visibility, being really seen. It can have to do with actually making money and being freaked out about it. First time when I didn't know about the block number three at the beacon, I had my first five-figure month. I was totally pumped. I was excited. I was passionate. Signed on a couple platinum clients. Totally pumped. All of a sudden, started to feel uncomfortable, started not caring about my business, didn't schedule the calls that I had with my new clients, and I didn't care about my business anymore. And by the end of the next month, I went from a five-figure month to a $200 month. When I finally got out of that, I was like, what the heck just happened? Because I want to know what it is, and I want to be able to heal this for myself and others. That's where I found out about the block number three. This is directly linked to money. Guess why? Your light is shining and the people can see you. When that happens, that's when money happens. Because they say, hey, I need what you have. And then you offer what you have and then they give you money. Excuse me, that's what happens. At block number three, people who have blocks here, what I see is they sabotage themselves. Maybe one day they feel passionate and excited, the next day they don't even care about their work. There's another thing that I see, which is an opportunity to make money is coming their way, and then they somehow just forget about it or avoid it. I don't know how many times I've I have a workshop called Freedom to Shine, and often I ask people, what do any of you have, like, potential clients who've reached out to you that you're not following up with yet? And I always see hands go up. That, to me, is block number three. The money is right there, and they're sabotaging it. And that's really what happens. They are doing a lot more, and they're really putting their work out there in a bigger way. However, they sabotage the money when it comes in. And to me, that's sad, because I still am an engineer at heart. I don't like, that's like not efficient. Putting so much time, energy, focus, money, that's everything for sure. You're putting into your business, and then not allowing the money to come in. That's just a total waste. Not to mention, when you make money, you're making a difference, which means if you're sabotaging the money from coming in, you're ripping people off of the gifts that they need from you. So that's the third block.
I just want to interject here. I just want to ask you, Aurora, how are you feeling right now? What Fiolin is saying, does that resonate with you?
Yeah, definitely. And
Which one do you feel like you're at?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm really hiding, but I am definitely procrastinating, which is what I do, and I take too little baby steps.
Awesome. Well, you know, we're going to be going to break right away. So I just want to thank you, Aurora. And in the next segment, we're going to join forces, Fiolin and I, and we're going to work energetically on this. And I just want to thank you for coming on and you know, expressing your concern and allowing Fiolin and I to, you know, tap into your energy in this way. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to connect with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I thank you both so much and have a great day the rest of the day.
Oh, you too. Before we take a short intermission here, I'm just going to get you to share your contact information one more time, Fiolin, because we don't have time for every listener or every caller. Can you just quickly share with your information with our audience one more time here?
Yep, they can go to my website, www.thewealthyhealer.com, and there's a gift there where you can receive the five illusions that keep you struggling and stopping you from making more money. And also, when you receive that gift, you'll also find out a way to connect with me to find out about what exactly is your money block. So again, thewealthyhealer.com.
Awesome. And this is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. When we return, we're going to have the shift of the week, and we're going to propel more of you forward to success and more fun and make some more shift happen.
You give me something I can hold on to.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IAmEnergy.ca.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, intuitive business consultant, Thea Lynn Crandall. And we are joining forces to clear some limiting beliefs about your success as an alternative healer or someone who wants to get alternative information out there. What I was, when we had beautiful Aurora from Paris on the phone, and while I was listening to your conversation, I was picking up energetic weaknesses that were coming in, not just from her, but from the collective influence. And the number one is being that many, many people, when you're not neutral to your success, what happens is on one extreme, you've got, the absolute best thing that can happen. And on the other extreme, you've got the absolute worst thing that can happen. Most people would presume that they are going to go weak energetically to the absolute worst. And in actual fact, because so many people do not use their full potential, it's way more comfortable to be at the, on the lower level than when you're just about to reach, that success that you've been working for. And you were speaking about that feeling, about how, you get to that point where you're starting to really have the success and you can feel that coming in. And then wham, you do something to sabotage yourself. That is from an energetic weakness of being weak to being your absolute best. Marian Williamson wrote a poem about it, that our greatest fear is not that we're inadequate, that we are, that we are the shining light, like that, as you are saying, the beacon that people are looking for in business. And so I just want to ask you, what did you do to overcome that when you realized you were doing that to yourself, sabotaging yourself?
That's one of the things that I do in my work and with my clients is teach them the intuitive healing process, which is a process that came through me. And obviously, I don't have enough time to go into that. We barely got through what we were talking about here today. But when I work with my clients, I basically teach them how to heal their money blocks. And again, going back to the gift that I have at thewealthyhealer.com, you can find out a little bit more about what the more things might be in the way, and there's also a way to find out how to connect with me to pinpoint what might be going on for you. But yeah, it's really an intuitive healing process that came through me, where I teach people how to pinpoint and heal their own blocks. They're really deep, they're really strong, and a lot of healing modalities don't really work on them because it's just the wrong modality.
Okay, and so what I'm picking up here is energetically, this is so, you know, if we get in touch on the higher self network, what I call HSN, you know, the underlying weakness is the weakness that, you know, the old paradigm of survival of the fittest, that there's lack in this world. If someone else has it, then I can't have it. And so we want to really strengthen that body, mind, spirit triad so that energetically the boundaries are strong, the internal boundaries to the external boundaries. So not picking up other people's fears and the psychic energy around us about, you know, the economy and all of that nonsense. It really, what we think it is almost never, ever, ever what it really is. What the energetic blocks underlying the reasons why we don't step into our potential quite often don't even come from us. They come from our subconscious thinking, our non-conscious thinking, our spiritual experiences, the experiences from the past, present, and future of our ancestors and even of our descendants. You're not off the hook if you don't have any descendants, because any descendants, potential descendants, can also be weakening you from the, across the veil. So we just want to really strengthen everybody to that you're going to be centered, stable, and grounded, that you can be the, you know, so to speak, in the eye of the storm, so that as you're, any information about success, no success, failure, no failure, getting really strong to all those four choices, not relying on success from the past. We're always moving forward. It's impossible for us to stay back in any given time. And so we want to really strengthen that we're going to that we are going to get in tune with consistent steps of action that we can take in our immediate future, so that we can strengthen our intermediate future, our goals as, say, in our business, in our relationships. Business is relationship. The number one relationship, as Fia Lin pointed out, the number one relationship being our relationship with ourself. Because if we are not strong to being all that we can be, and we don't clear those energetic weaknesses, we have a tendency to kind of get stuck in that intermediate future and not move far. We want to be really strong to our far future goals. Our far future goals for most people are, you know, having a wonderful business, six figures or more, having, empowering others, empowering ourselves, having freedom through the process to do what we want, and always feeling like we're in the right place at the right time. So, intuitively, if we take consistent steps of action and propel ourselves forward in that way, just strengthen that. We can strengthen that, what I call on the midline or the central nervous system. That's the hard drive of your computer. If you consider yourself to be like a binary computer with one or two choices, energetically speaking, you can either be in alignment or not in alignment with your goals. That's when, Fia Lin said, when you really are starting to really feel that success for the first time. And what I'm picking up for a lot of people is that there's a lot of underlying religious experiences on the spiritual level that weaken people to the thought that money is not, like, a spiritual person cannot have money, and that a spiritual person wouldn't want money. This is about being intuitive about your business, not so much spiritual about it. We want the body, mind, spirit triad to be even. If we're too spiritual, what happens is it's very difficult for us to manifest on the third dimensional plane, and it makes it very, very difficult for us to get our message out in a powerful way and empower others towards their success. And so this is Colette Marie Steffen, and I am just wanted to share with everyone that when you put benefit out to other people, that we want to get everybody listening in to be strong to having that benefit return back. You can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com. And if you want a private session with me right now, it's a great time, because I'm sitting still a little bit here. I'm writing a book and about my adventures as an activated goddess. And I am also wanting to let people know that I will be going out there in May and September to Germany and Vancouver and Toronto with my colleague Mark Kettenbach from Germany. And that will be in May. And in September, the information will, you can find it on thetoothisfunny.com. And I'm also going to be in an interview with John Burgess from Beyond the Ordinary, with Deborah Poneman and Live Big Media and Kristen Howe. And also, I am speaking out at the Spring Festival of Awareness, April 25th to 27th in beautiful Naramata, BC. I have a new chakra cleanse, chakra alignment MP3 available on my website, www.thetoothisfunny.com. That'll be available in the coming weeks. I just want to say thank you so much, Fia Lynn. It was such a pleasure having you on the show, and the time flew by. We'll have to have you come on again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it was just so wonderful being with a fellow Canadian on the show. And I want to thank everyone who is listening in and just say, you know, you can get in touch with me also social media. Facebook page is The Truth Is Funny with Colette. Bye for now. And remember that it is within your power to always make shift happen. Enjoy the ride.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit sherrydillard.com.